And we're following our top story today, a shooting at a GOP baseball practice in Alexandria, Virginia. In a statement from the Senate floor, Bernie Sanders says that the suspected gunman in this morning's shooting was an apparent volunteer in his campaign. He said he was sickened by that. He called the attack despicable and unacceptable. This morning, President Trump announced that the suspect, James T. Hodgkinson of Illinois, died of returned gunfire from security after shooting at least five, including House Majority Whip Steve Scalise. And the president thanked the first responders and the public servants on the field.
We may have our differences, but we do well in times like these to remember that everyone who serves in our nation's capital is here because, above all, they love our country.
NPR's congressional correspondent Sue Davis is on Capitol Hill, where, Sue, people have to be pretty shaken up.
They are, Robin. You know, I've spoken to about half a dozen lawmakers in the hallways this morning, and every single one of them broke down into tears at the line of questioning about the shooting and what happened. You know, you have to remember that most members of Congress operate normal day-to-day lives like the rest of us. They don't have security details. They don't have any extra protections. The only reason why the shooter was so effectively taken down today is that one member of that congressional baseball team, Steve Scalise, is the third-ranking Republican in the House and had a security detail on him, had two armed guards with him. Without him being on that team, it could have been a lot worse.
And by the way, they were shot. Correct?
They were shot. One was shot, one was shrapnel, I was told by House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy. It is my understanding that their injuries are not life-threatening and they will be okay.
Well, and others who were there, like Rand Paul, feel pretty strongly that without that detail, it might have been an even worse outcome. Who else was there?
So this is the congressional baseball team. It's an annual charity event made up of Democratic lawmakers and Republican lawmakers. Democrats were also practicing this morning, but they were in Washington at a separate field. The Republicans on the team, it's about 36 Republicans, only two senators, Rand Paul of Kentucky and Jeff Flake of Arizona. They were there this morning. The rest are Republican members of the House. Most of the members of the team were there. Some didn't make it to practice this morning, but they practice every morning when Congress is in session in the couple months leading up to the congressional baseball game, which is scheduled to take place tomorrow evening. And it is my understanding that it was announced in a meeting that the game will go on and will take place as scheduled.
Well, former Arizona Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, Gabby Giffords tweeted today, "My heart is with my former colleagues, their families and staff, and the U.S. Capitol Police, public servants and heroes today and every day." She, of course, shot in the head while meeting with constituents in 2011. But we're hearing voices raised, too, from the right in particular, right-wing radio, saying this is because of things like people taking pictures of President Trump's head, the Kathy Griffin picture. What are we hearing?
You know, I've unfortunately covered a lot of shootings. I've covered the Gifford shooting. I've covered the reaction to Newtown and legislative responses. I think any connection to the shooter and who they supported politically is not really fair and not the right reaction to have to this today. I think today is about the Capitol Hill community trying to figure out a way to keep their lawmakers safe, to respond and make sure the people that protected them were safe. And there's gun debates that are likely to be had in the days ahead and mental health debates that are likely to be had in the days ahead. There were initial reports that they were saying that the shooter was asking if they were Republicans. Everything's politicized these days, and it's not surprising that even something as sad as this would also be politicized.
NPR's Sue Davis, thank you so much.
You're welcome.